You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, intense fighting broke out in South Sudan between rivaling rebel forces around the town of Kodok, displacing tens of thousands. Humanitarian aid has been suspended until the situation is resolved, and close to 25,000 people have fled for camps in neighboring Sudan. This comes at a tough time for South Sudan, after famine was declared in several areas by the UN earlier this year. Doctors Without Borders head of mission for South Sudan, Marcus Bachmann, said the fighting in Kodok had subsided over the weekend, but people were still arriving by their thousands in Sudan.
They have been arriving over the weekend. People who had to walk up to 35 kilometers and had to make big detours to avoid the front lines. They have only been arriving over the weekend. The camp has hardly any humanitarian services available. The only service we were able to maintain is a clinic providing outpatient services, primary health care, and a small field hospital.
Bachmann says there's not enough water in the camps to support those arriving, leaving some in desperate situations.
It is impossible leaving a place where there's no water and then walking, which means at least 5 to 7 days of walking if there's no problems for the person to bridge the distance. And in this desert, there's practically no water point. There's no settlement. There's no waypoint where people could get support.
He says even though civilians in Sudan's relative safety live in constant fear of being targeted by armed forces.
They are less than half an hour away. The front line is half an hour, less than half an hour away from the camp. With a pickup truck, it takes hardly half an hour to reach the camp. On Thursday, there was a mass panic in the camp where at least two people got killed.
There are also concerns the coming rainy season will force more to flee before they are trapped in dangerous areas. For BFM News, Cormac Smith Tene.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.